We live in a world where it's very important to have your brand mastered. There's a lot of brand people on social media who talk about luxury brands and how they can make you into the best brand ever, and even compare you against brands such as Beyonce and Janet Jackson and all of the big ones. Well, guess what? We are not Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Janet Jackson, all those other people. You see, I want to have a fun brand. I think Mogul Chicks is a fun brand. I like to have fun. I want to be me, unadulterated, uninhibited, unstaged me. I just want a fun brand, and there's nothing wrong with that. I don't want no staged image shit going on with me or my brand. What you see is what you get. And for the most part, if you've been listening to me since the better part of the early 2000s, you pretty much know my style, and you would be able to tell if I came with some watered down version or some amped up version of who I am or who the Mogul Chicks brand is. I like to keep it real, not produced. We live in a world where everyone feels like they have to have the perfect light, the perfect image, the perfect message, the perfect social media platform, the perfect output, the perfect event. Everything has to be perfect. That's why so many people are neurotic. You know, I laugh about it. What happens to just sitting down like we're sitting around the table having some real authentic girl talk? Don't you miss that? Well, your brand can be that way too. But a lot of you are so caught up in these bells and whistles and these branding messages that these experts are so-called experts. Save for a few people. There are a handful of people who are legitimate branding experts on social media. But for the most part, everybody is just pretty much running in the same circles and spinning their wheels and trying to create the brand illusion. Well, guess what? You don't have to do that. We are today in this moment claiming victory for ourselves and claiming our independence from wanting to be or having to be the perfect staged brand. Today, we're going to talk about giving yourself permission to be who you are and living in that fully. But first, ask yourself two questions. Do I do myself a disservice when I don't put forth my authentic self? And how is the backlash or the reaction going to be if my fans feel that I'm not the same person that I put out there to the world? Welcome back to another episode of Mogul Chicks Chat. I'm your host, Adrienne Graham. I'm the CEO and proud founder of Mogul Chicks LLC, and that's Chicks with an X. I am a serial entrepreneur and a self-made businesswoman who is a strategic business growth advisor, published author, mentor, and investor. We help female founders grow, scale, and get their companies investment ready. Mogul Chicks is a mindset, a way of life, if you will, and a blueprint for female founders who want to build a legacy of wealth and a generational business empire. We provide strategic business growth solutions and a platform for resources, mentoring, networks, and education. Our mission is to take your company from flat to profit generating to job creating to investment ready. My personal mission is to help you build and run a better company, reimagine the way you do business, and build lasting wealth. Oh, and before I forget, be sure to tag at Mogul Chicks using the hashtag Mogul Chicks Chat on social media. Make sure you rate the show and leave a comment. It helps people find us. Share the love, share the love. What's going on, Mogul Chicks? I am back. I have taken a very long hiatus, but you know what? I'm back. That's all that matters now. And I have so much to say. So stay tuned for the next couple of episodes because, as usual, I'm going to bring the fire. Anyway, this conversation today that I want to have is about branding. Branding is very important. So I don't want all of you branding experts out there to come at me with pitchforks and protest signs because of something that I say that you don't like. So you know me, I keep it real, I keep it raw, and let's get into it. So the first thing I want to say is anyone who's listening, you have universal permission to be unapologetically you. That means your brand too. Now, when I say universally unapologetic or universal permission, It means not permission from me per se. It means that's your right. You can be unapologetically you. If that is bougie, so be it. If it's chic, so be it. If it's ghetto, so be it. Well, within reason. Some people are what I like to call bougie-etto, a little bit bougie, a little bit ghetto. But, you know, we live in such a chartered world with AI and social media. And it just, as I've seen it evolve over the years, it gets worse and worse. I say that because everyone's always trying to be the clever or, you know, the most smart, the most appealing, the most luxurious or whatever it is. But, you know, what I've learned is there's a lot of fraudulent activity on social media. And one thing I don't like to do is put forth something that I'm not, especially if I'm not feeling it, which is why I stepped away for a couple of months. I was going through some personal stuff and decided, you know, I'm not going to put my best foot forward. I'm not going to be useful to people. Let me get myself together. Let me get my head right before I address my community, you know? So, but there are a lot of people that are like, oh, well, I don't want to write, or I don't have to write, or I don't know how to write, so let me do AI. Or they'll say, oh, well, you know, let me go take these glamour shots, photos, whatever. And that was the big thing before I took my hiatus. Everybody was going to a photographer, getting their pictures done. And, you know, I get pictures done for my magazine and things like that. And at that time, I had my live-in photographer. But, you know, I wasn't out there posing every day trying to take pictures, because guess what? Those glamour shots that you see of people with all staged and posed in offices and yachts and planes and whatever it is, they're not like that all the time. I know I'm not. You know, the cover of the magazine, the first one that I did, that I said that I would only do the first cover, which I'm sticking by that. I don't walk around like that all day. You know, I've made a conscious effort to make sure that I get up every day and I dress, but I'm not business corporate every single day. So it really bothered me. You know, yeah, the branding covers look nice, and don't get me wrong, I'm not hating, I'm not throwing shade or nothing, but it got out of hand. I started seeing everybody putting up these what I call business glamour shots, but that's not the real you, and people can see through that. You know, I did a lot of videos. There's a whole lot of content on the web from me that you could look up and you could see. And you would see that sometimes I'm a little dressed up, sometimes I'm casual, whatever. But if I was to step in front of the camera and always be glammed up, people will say, okay, where's Adrian? That is not her. You know, I have a specific voice, a specific tone to my brand. And I try to be as authentic and as real as possible with all my interactions. But it's just a lot of people, what I see behind the scenes, what I hear is, you know, they worry about having the right look, the right image, the right voice, the right setting, the right clothes, the right makeup, you know, and on and on and on these social media streets. And, you know, I'll admit it. Like I said, I used to be like that in the very beginning. Wouldn't get on video unless I had my hair done or whatever, whatever. But, you know, when life starts getting real, it starts to reflect, you know. And for me, I know, like I said, I took my hiatus because I didn't want my real life to reflect into my business life, because I had to deal with some things that were not for public consumption. You know, I couldn't just put out this image, you know, I couldn't just put on just to keep consistency. You know, I refuse to do that. I'd rather step away completely than to be something that I'm not. That's why I say you have universal permission to be unapologetically you. You know, people like real and raw, you know. Yeah, I drop a cuss word every now and then. And, you know, no, I don't get glammed up every day. You know, yeah, I will have a thought, you know, and I'll share it, you know, but not enough time to get perfect before sharing it. I don't care about that stuff, you know, but the message isn't the package. It's about the impact. You know, let me say that again. The message isn't in the package. It's about the impact that you make with that message. You know, I don't need to be in a suit or glammed up to make an impact. You know, plus a lot of the impact that I make, from what I've been told, has been over the phone or sitting at lunch or, you know, whatever. But business and life can get messy. You know, it doesn't mean I have to show that mess, you know, all the mess. It doesn't mean that I have to put on or put on a facade. If I'm not feeling it, I'm not going to record. That's just who it is. You know, I refuse. But I'm not going to put on a show or airs for anyone. And I want you, if you're listening to this podcast, if you've invested thousands and thousands of dollars in a rebrand and all this other stuff, bless your heart. More power to you. Focus more on the results that you deliver to your clients, because I tell you what, they don't care if you're wearing lipstick or the newest Louboutins or a suit or whatever. They don't care if you're laid out on the beach or if you're stuffed in a cubicle or whatever. Focus on the results. Don't focus on the outward appearance. And a lot of people will disagree with me, especially you branding and marketing people. And I get that. That's fine. But we live in a world where everything is so crafted and so staged that people don't believe anything. They don't believe in anything anymore. And it's overloaded on social media. So authenticity wins out. Well, let me rephrase that. Sometimes the bullshit bells and whistles went out because people get so mesmerized by the next shiny object that by the time they get in the midst of it and they realize that it's not what they really needed, then they're mad that they spent that money, you know. But authenticity ultimately wins out in the end. So as long as you keep on producing your content and delivering results and help who you're supposed to help, that's all that really matters. You know, you can keep it real. You can keep it classy. You can keep it impactful by staying low key. Sometimes the message is better received that way anyway. You know, you don't have to wear your feelings on your sleeve or your pain on your face. As long as you keep on doing what you do and people resonate with that, that's all you need to worry about. So when I'm ready to glam up, I will. Until then, if you want to learn some good shit from me, pay attention to the message, not the package. I think I've earned the credibility by now that people don't expect high tea and white gloves service from me. You know, they expect high impact results. They expect real and raw from me and no holes bar, straight with no chaser. You know, I can still be high class and be me always. So with that said, if you're sitting here trying to figure out, should I go ahead and invest that money in a brand expert? Should I get branding or whatever? Let me give you a little secret. I mentioned AI earlier. AI has been something that I've been hot and cold on. And I'm going to do another podcast on AI. But I'm half in, half out at this point. Half out because it gives you license to be fake. It gives you license to put on and produce something that's not of your brand. If you're going to use AI, and I suggest if you want to craft it and save that money from spending with a brand expert, learn how to use it first. Second, choose the right tools. And third, make sure that the chat GPT or whatever you're going to use, copy.ai or writer or any of those ones, make sure that you train it to speak in your brand voice. That is the closest guarantee that you can get that your content will come out authentically sounding like you. Now, it's not 100% because it is machine driven. But if you want to rebrand and you want to figure out your brand, your brand voice, your brand message, play around with AI a little bit. And I'm going to do another podcast on that another time. But that's all I wanted to share. You know, my first podcast back in like forever. But let me know your comments. Let me know what questions you have. And let me know how you feel about the whole putting on your brand versus who you really are versus blending the two and all that good stuff. I'm open to debate. You know, no one way is the right way. So I'm always open. If I'm wrong on some things, I'm okay to hear that. But I don't think I am. But anyway, thank you for tuning in to the Mogul Chicks Chat and come back for the next episode. I'm Adrienne Graham, CEO and founder of Mogul Chicks LLC. And this has been another Mogul Chicks Chat. I want to help you build a better, more profitable company. Make sure you check out the other podcasts that I've done. And if you like what you hear, share the love. Pass the link on to your friends, share it on your social media. You can find this podcast on Pandora, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Anchor, and of course, the Mogul Chicks website. Make sure you subscribe. And if you want to, check out some of the interviews that we've done with some of our guests at our YouTube channel. And if you subscribe and leave comments on any or all of these channels, it helps other people find the podcast too. So sharing is caring. For more information on how we can work together, To grow and scale your company, visit us online at mogulchicks.com, send us an email at info@mogulchicks.com, or connect with us all over social media, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, etc., at Mogul Chicks, and that's Mogul Chicks with an X. And if you're not yet part of the Mogul Circle, if you're doing over $1 million in revenue, or the Makers Club, if you're doing six figures in revenue, what are you waiting for? There's so much value in the memberships. Or if you just prefer a good program, or you're trying to move beyond startup phase, check out what's going on over at mogulchicksacademy.com, where we have the Growth Accelerator and our new clinics hosted by some wonderful, wonderful women. I'll catch you on the next episode. Stay safe, and remember, mogul chicks make mogul moves and power plays. Now go be profitable. Bye.